Thank you for joining me, Mr. Mattison.
My pleasure.
One of the priorities of the conference is to have stakeholders work together to reconcile conflicting interests in the world's marine resources. What will these main areas of discussion be?
Well, we'll be discussing ways and means to improve the health of the oceans. And this is supposed to be an action summit. So we want the things that come out of it be explicitly possible for us to do. The sessions will be on balancing growth and conservation, private sector and social equity, and then the ABNJ and the EEZs, which are the areas beyond national jurisdictions, and the economic exclusive zones. We will then progress into models for governance and financing mechanisms and partnerships. And this will then be sort of summed up and then put forward at the high-level meeting at the roundtables for the ministers to discuss and hopefully come out with an action agenda that we will then follow up on.
And what are the biggest challenges facing the world's marine-related sectors?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is overfishing, but there are other challenges coming up. Obviously, climate change is a big challenge for basically everything that we do. But with regards to fisheries, it has the habitat change included in it, which can then lead to fish stocks migrating from their usual areas of abundance. And the predictions are that they will be moving from the lower latitudes to the higher latitudes and more to the north than to the south. So this in itself can lead to changes, which can be difficult for communities to reconcile their livelihoods with.
And how will these issues be addressed at the summit?
Well, there are these sessions and a panel discussion. And then after the sessions, we will have the high-level ministerial roundtable. So hopefully during the conference, the main areas of importance and the ones that lend themselves to action will crystallize out. Then the ministers will have something to hand us after the conference for us to then take and do something positive with.
And what is the Blue Growth Initiative?
Well, the Blue Growth Initiative is a major area of work for FAO and a regional initiative in Asia and the Pacific. And this is about the contribution that the living renewable resources of the oceans and freshwater ecosystems and adjoining ecosystems can make to food and nutrition security and poverty alleviation in a sustainable manner. And this is becoming a sort of major headline in our work here, particularly, of course, in the Fisheries and Agriculture Department. But other departments are also involved because there are other ecosystems that can contribute.
And what are the implications if we do not start addressing these issues now?
Well, the implications primarily from the point of view of FAO's goals is that fish consumption in the most vulnerable areas will be reduced. Now, that is something that is unacceptable to us from the point of view of our goals of improving food and nutrition security.
Thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome.